All right, so ready to dive into the mind of a retired FBI agent. We're talking Jeff Lanza, the guy who's seen it all, cybercrime, organized crime, even terrorism. He's literally written the book.
Literally.
Well, two, actually been featured on Netflix,
Yeah, right.
and is a regular on the news talking about the growing threat of cybercrime. Today, we're going to be dissecting his latest handout. Think of it as like your cheat sheet
Okay.
for staying safe online in 2025.
I like that.
Buckle up because this is where it gets really interesting.
I'm ready.
So this handout,
Yeah.
we'll call it your cybercrime survival guide. It's packed with practical steps anyone can use to protect themselves.
And what I really appreciate about his approach is that he doesn't just talk about the problems. He
Got it.
actually gives you very clear steps that you can take, a
Yeah.
plan of action.
Exactly. And it's not just for tech wizards. Ryu
Right.
breaks it down in a way that anyone can understand, no matter your tech level.
Totally.
So let's dive into this guide
Okay.
and see what gems we can uncover.
Let's do it.
The first section focuses on protecting your identity.
Right.
Now, most people think identity theft is all about someone opening a credit card in your name,
Right.
but Lanza lays out six ways your stolen identity can be used.
Oh,
And
wow.
some of them are pretty scary.
I bet.
I mean, think about this. Filing fraudulent tax returns in your name, leading
Oh.
to a huge mess with the IRS.
Oh, man, that sounds like a
Or
nightmare.
even receiving medical care using your information.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine the chaos if someone racks up medical bills under your name.
I mean, can you even imagine the stress of trying to sort that out?
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
What does Lanza recommend to prevent this kind of nightmare scenario?
Well, one of his biggest pieces of advice is to freeze your credit reports. And this is important. He says you need to do it with all four agencies,
Oh, really?
not just the big
I
three.
didn't realize there were four.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about Enovis, but it's
Yeah.
just as important.
Okay, so all four.
Absolutely.
Now, I've heard that freezing your credit can be a hassle if you're actually trying to apply for credit,
Right,
like if you
right.
need a new credit card or
Yeah,
something.
you're trying to buy a car.
Is that true?
Well, Lanza addresses that head on.
Okay.
He explains that you can temporarily lift the freeze
Okay.
if you need to apply for a loan or a credit card.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's not a permanent lockdown.
Okay.
And, the peace of mind knowing that no one can open accounts in your name,
Right.
it's worth the minor inconvenience,
For sure.
just knowing that you're protected.
Absolutely. Speaking of peace of mind,
Yeah.
he also has some interesting advice for protecting your loved ones' identities, even after they're gone,
That's a good point.
which is something a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, it's something that, you don't want to think about,
Right.
but it's really important.
But it is important.
Yeah, unfortunately, this type of identity theft is on the
Oh,
rise.
wow.
Criminals exploit the fact that,
Yeah.
grieving families might not be closely monitoring the deceased person's accounts.
Yeah.
Lanza recommends getting copies of the death certificate,
Okay.
notifying banks and credit agencies immediately,
Right.
and even monitoring those accounts for suspicious activity for a while.
So it's not just about protecting ourselves.
Right.
It's about protecting our loved one's legacy as
Right.
well.
Exactly.
Now I've got to ask about something that really caught my eye in this handout,
Okay.
home title fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Could you explain how that works?
So, imagine this. You're about to close on your dream home,
Okay.
and suddenly you find out someone else owns it.
What?
That's the nightmare scenario of home title fraud.
Wow.
Criminals use stolen identities to forge property transfers.
Okay.
They'll file fraudulent deeds.
So they just make it look like they purchased the property.
Exact.
Wait, so someone could just steal my house using my identity?
I mean, it's scary, but it's more common than you think.
Really?
Lanza gives a real-life example in his handout
Oh, wow.
of a couple who lost their home this way.
Oh, gosh.
They were devastated.
I can imagine.
He recommends regularly checking your property records online.
Okay.
Many counties have websites where you can do this for free.
Oh, that's good to know.
If you see any unfamiliar names
Yeah.
or documents associated with your property, that's a huge red flag.
That's a good tip.
You want to catch it early.
Definitely everyone should be doing that.
Yeah, especially homeowners.
So I'm starting to see why having Lanza's insider knowledge is so valuable.
Yeah, he's seen it all.
So let's say the worst happens.
Okay.
You become a victim of identity theft.
Right.
What's the next step?
This is where Lanza's experience as an FBI agent really shines.
Okay.
He lays out this 10-step action plan
Oh, wow.
for victims of identity theft.
Okay.
He doesn't just tell you to report it to the police.
Right.
He walks you through every detail from contacting credit reporting agencies.
To filing a report with the FTC.
So it's like having your own personal FBI agent guiding you through the recovery process.
Yeah, and he even includes contact information for all the relevant agencies.
Yep. Oh, that's handy.
And stresses the importance of acting quickly.
Right.
The sooner you report the fraud,
yeah,
the less damage the criminals can do.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground on protecting your identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that Lanz's advice is all about being proactive,
right,
and vigilant.
Absolutely.
You really have to stay on top of things.
Yeah, you can't just assume everything's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the next section of his guide.
Okay.
The art of cybercrime.
Ooh.
What tricks do these criminals have up their sleeves?
Let's find out.
Let's get into it.
All right. Well, you know, we were just talking about how crucial it is to protect your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Lanza dives into the specific tactics
yeah.
that cybercriminals are using to try and slip past those defenses.
Okay.
One of the most common tricks,
say, is something called phishing.
I've definitely heard of phishing scams.
Yeah.
Those are those emails that try to trick you into giving away your personal information, right?
Exactly. And they're getting more sophisticated all the time.
Really?
Lanza actually gives an example
okay.
of a phishing email that looked like it was from a major bank.
Oh, wow.
It even had the bank's logo and everything.
Tricky.
It urged the recipient to click on a link to update their account information.
Okay.
But the link actually led to a fake website.
Oh, gosh.
That was designed to steal their login credentials.
See, that's what I always worry about.
Yeah.
How can you tell if an email is legitimate
right.
or a phishing attempt?
Well, Lanza gives some great tips.
Right.
First, always check the sender's email address carefully.
Okay.
Often phishing emails will yeah. come from addresses that are slightly different from the real deal.
Oh, really?
Like instead of bankofamerica.com, it might be bankofamerica.net or something similar.
Well, that's a good catch. I didn't really pay attention to that before.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook those little details.
Right.
He also says to be wary of emails that create a sense of urgency.
Okay.
Like if an email is demanding that you take immediate action or you'll face dire consequences.
Yeah, like your account's going to get shut down or something.
Exactly. That's yeah. a red flag.
Okay.
Legitimate organizations rarely operate that way.
That's true.
And, you know, if you're ever unsure about an email,
yeah.
Lanza recommends contacting the organization directly.
Okay.
Using a phone number or website that you know is legitimate.
Right. Not the one in the email.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Now, what about those pop-ups
oh, yeah.
that warn you about viruses
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
security issues on your computer?
Right.
Are those always scams?
Not necessarily, but Lanza says you should never call the number
okay.
on a pop-up message, especially if it's warning you about a virus or security problem.
Got it.
These types of pop-ups are often used by scammers to trick people.
Oh, okay.
Into paying for unnecessary tech support.
I've heard about those.
Yeah, they can be really convincing.
So what should you do if you're concerned about a potential virus?
Lanza recommends contacting your antivirus provider directly.
Okay.
Or a trusted tech support company
uh-huh.
that you've researched beforehand.
Right. So not just some random pop-up.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about phishing
mm-hmm.
and tech support scams.
Right.
What other tricks should we be on the lookout for?
Lanza highlights something called ransomware.
Okay.
Which is a particularly nasty type of malware.
I've heard of ransomware. Doesn't it lock up your computer and hold your files hostage?
Exactly. It encrypts your files, making them inaccessible.
Oh, gosh.
And then demands a ransom payment to unlock them.
Wow. And how do they even get that on your computer?
It can be spread through things like phishing emails or malicious links.
Oh, wow. So it all ties together.
Yeah. It can be really sneaky.
So backing up your data is crucial.
Absolutely. Lanza recommends backing up your data regularly.
Okay. Both on an external hard drive and in the cloud.
So you have two copies.
Yeah.
Right.
That way, even if your computer is compromised,
right.
you'll still have access to your important files.
That's a good idea. I need to do that.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you don't think about
right.
until it's too late.
Exactly. Yeah. So if phishing and ransomware are the hooks,
mm-hmm.
how do these criminals actually reel you in? How do they get access to your computer
right.
or your accounts in the first place?
Well, that's where strong passwords come in.
Okay.
A lot of people underestimate the importance of having strong, unique passwords yeah. for all their online accounts.
Right.
Lanza talks about something called brute force attacks,
okay.
where hackers use powerful computers uh-huh. to try and guess your password
cool.
by trying thousands or even millions of combinations.
Oh, wow.
So if you're using a simple password, like password 123,
yeah,
you're making it way too easy for them.
Yeah, is that good?
He recommends using passphrases instead of passwords. Okay. Passphrases are longer and more complex, making them much harder to crack.
Okay.
Think of like a sentence from your favorite book or song and use that as the basis for your passphrase.
That's a great tip. But how do you keep track of all these complex passphrases?
That's where password managers come in.
Oh, yeah. Password managers.
They store all your passwords securely.
Okay.
And generate strong, unique passwords for you.
So I don't have to remember all those crazy passwords.
Exactly. You only need to remember one master password
okay.
to unlock the password manager.
That sounds like a game changer.
It can be really helpful.
But are password managers safe? I'm always a little wary about
yeah.
putting all my eggs in one basket, so to speak.
I understand Lanza addresses those concerns in his handout.
Okay, good.
He explains that reputable password managers use strong encryption
okay.
to protect your data.
Uh-huh.
And many of them offer features like two-factor authentication
yeah.
for an extra layer of security.
Okay, that makes me feel better. But what if I'm not ready to commit
yeah.
to a password manager? Are there any other options?
Lanza suggests an alternative. You can store your passphrases.
Yeah.
in a secure note app on your smartphone.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Most smartphones these days have built-in note apps
right.
that allow you to lock individual notes with a password
okay.
or biometric authentication.
That's pretty secure.
Yeah, it's not as convenient as a password manager,
right?
But it's still a big step up from writing your passwords down on a sticky note.
For sure.
So you know it's a good option if you're not quite ready for a yeah. password manager.
All right, so strong passphrases
mm-hmm.
and password managers are key for securing our online accounts.
Absolutely.
But what about our home Wi-Fi network? Is there anything we can do
yeah.
to make that more secure?
Lanza has some great tips for that too.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
He starts with the basics,
okay.
emphasizing the importance of changing those default router names and passwords
right.
that come preset from the manufacturer.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. Mm-hmm. I always think I'll get around to it, but I never do.
It's one of those simple things that can make a big difference.
Okay.
And Lanza explains why.
Uh-huh.
He talks about how hackers can easily find lists of default router passwords online.
Oh, really?
Making it incredibly easy for them to gain access to unsecured networks.
Wow. So it's like leaving your front door wide open.
Pretty much.
Okay. So changing those defaults is a must. What else can we do?
He also recommends using WPA2 encryption for your Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
This ensures that all data transmitted over your network is encrypted,
uh-huh.
making it much harder for hackers to intercept and steal information.
So it's kind of like putting a lock on your internet connection.
Exactly.
Now, what about mobile security? We're all using our smartphones for everything these days.
Right.
What does Lanza have to say about that?
He emphasizes that mobile security is more important than ever. Our smartphones are like mini computers that we carry around with us everywhere, and they contain a ton of personal information.
Right. So it's basically like walking around with a target on our backs if we're not careful.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Lanza recommends kind of a multi-layered approach to mobile security.
Okay.
It starts with setting a strong passcode on your phone.
Right.
And he doesn't mean a simple 4-digit PI.
Oh, okay.
He recommends using a longer alphanumeric passcode or enabling biometric authentication if your phone supports it.
Makes sense. The harder it is to get into your phone,
right.
the harder it is for someone to access your data.
Exactly. He also warns about those trick text messages that try to lure you into clicking on malicious links.
Oh, yeah. I get those all the time.
You know the ones I'm talking about? They might claim you've won a prize or
yeah.
that there's a problem with your bank account.
I just delete them without thinking twice.
That's the right move. Lanza says to never click on links
okay.
in text messages from senders you don't recognize.
Got it.
It's best to err on the side of caution.
So what about apps? We're constantly downloading new apps on our phones.
Right.
Is there anything we should be aware of there?
Lanza has some great advice on app safety.
Okay.
First, he says to only download apps from trusted sources, like
yeah.
the official app stores for your device.
Got it.
And this is a big one. Pay attention to the permissions that apps request.
Permissions? What do you mean by that?
When you download an app, it often asks for permission to access things,
okay,
like your camera, microphone, contacts, or location.
Uh-huh.
Lanza says to be mindful of what permissions you're granting,
right,
and to only give access to what's absolutely necessary,
yeah,
for the app to function.
So a weather app probably, yeah, doesn't need access to my contact list.
Exactly. And he explains that some apps might collect and sell your data,
really,
without your knowledge. So it's all about being aware of what you're agreeing to,
right,
when you download and use an app.
That's good to know. Are there any other mobile security tips Lanza highlights?
He also stresses the importance of regularly updating your phone's operating system and apps.
Oh, yeah.
These updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit.
So you got to stay updated.
Absolutely. And he provides a quick and easy guide to deleting unused apps from your phone.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a simple step, but it can really minimize your data exposure.
So it's like decluttering your digital life.
Exactly. Now let's talk about a topic that Lanza's particularly passionate about.
Okay.
Multi-factor authentication, or MFA for short.
I've heard of MFA, but I'll admit I don't fully understand how it works.
It's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
With MFA, you're adding an extra layer of security to your online accounts.
Yay.
Instead of just relying on a password,
uh-huh,
you're also using a unique code.
Okay.
Often sent to your phone or email.
Right.
To verify your identity.
So even if someone steals my password, they still can't get into my account without that code.
Exactly. It's like having a double lock on your door.
I like that.
And Lanza highly recommends enabling MFA for any account that offers it.
Okay.
Especially financial accounts and email accounts.
That's a great tip. Now, we've talked a lot about protecting ourselves at home,
mm-hmm,
and on our personal devices.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when we're out and about,
right, yeah,
using public Wi-Fi? This free hotspots at coffee shops and airports always make me a little nervous.
I hear you. Lanza addresses those concerns head on in his handout.
Okay, good.
He talks about the risks of using public Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm,
and explains that hackers can easily intercept your data,
oh,
if you're not using a secure connection.
So what do you do?
He recommends using a VPN.
Okay, I've heard of VPNs.
Which stands for a virtual private network.
Right. But I've never really understood what they do.
Think of a VPN like a tunnel that encrypts your internet traffic,
right,
making it much harder for hackers to snoop on your data.
So even if I'm on a public Wi-Fi network, my data is still protected,
right,
because it's traveling through this encrypted tunnel.
Exactly. But Lanza stresses the importance of choosing a reputable VPN provider.
Okay. How do you do that?
He says to look for one that offers robust encryption,
uh-huh,
and a clear no logging policy.
A no logging policy. What does that mean?
It means the VPN provider doesn't keep records of your online activity.
Okay.
You want to make sure your VPN is actually protecting your privacy.
Right.
Not collecting and selling your data.
So it's kind of like choosing a trustworthy bodyguard for your online activity.
That's a great analogy.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Lanza's handout is truly a treasure trove of practical advice,
mm-hmm,
for staying safe in our increasingly digital world.
It really is.
It's clear that he's passionate about empowering people with,
yeah,
the knowledge they need to protect themselves. What stood out to you as the most important takeaway?
I think Lanza's emphasis on being proactive is key.
Yeah.
It's not enough to simply react to threats after they happen.
Right.
We need to take steps to protect ourselves before we become victims.
Absolutely. And he's given us the tools to do just that.
He has.
He's also shown us that cybersecurity doesn't have to be complicated or overwhelming.
Right.
By implementing some simple common sense strategies,
yeah,
we can significantly reduce our risk.
Absolutely.
But he leaves us with a final thought-provoking question.
Oh.
He focused on the steps we can take as individuals.
Mm.
But what about the role of companies and governments in preventing cybercrime?
That's a great point. What responsibilities do they have,
right,
in creating a safer digital environment for everyone?
It's something for us all to consider.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
We all have a part to play.
For sure.
In making the digital world a safer place.
So there you have it. A deep dive into the world of cybercrime and cybersecurity,
mm-hmm,
through the eyes of a seasoned FBI agent.
It's been fascinating.
We hope you found this information helpful and empowering.
I know I have.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there in the digital world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.